Our scripture is chapter 2 of the Gospel of John, verses 1 through 11. Let us hear the word of God. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what concern is that to me or to you? My hour has not yet come." And his mother said to the servant, "Do whatever he tells you." Now standing there were six stone jars for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to them, "Fill the jars with water," and they filled them up to the brim. He said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the chief steward." So they took it. When the chief steward tasted the water that had become wine and did not know where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the steward called the bridegroom and said to him, Everyone serves the good wine first, then the inferior wine after the guests have become drunk. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this, the first of his signs, in Cana of Galilee, and revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I'm almost hesitant to do this, but I'm going to anyway. I'm taking you once more back to Cleveland, Ohio. Woohoo! Oh boy. This time it's the early 80s, and it is winter. Now, I hated winter in that city that was against Lake Erie because of lake effect. It was dark from October until the beginning of April. And we had about 100 inches of snow every year. And it was always freezing, so that snow didn't melt. It just got grimy and dirty, full of motor oil and rock salt, and it became rocks on the side of the road. It was ugly. And it was not the best season of my life. Both of my parents had just had cancer surgery. I was their primary caregiver. I was working as many hours as they would give me pumping gas. That's how long ago it was. There was actually somebody pumping gas, and it was me. And I was going to school full-time at Cleveland State University. And so from my folks' house in the inner city, I would walk 3 blocks and catch the number 22 bus going downtown. And one day, it was particularly dark, and I was staring at the dirty streets as we wound downtown, toward downtown through the worst neighborhoods, and I was downright disheartened. Now, we're going through a particularly tough neighborhood called Ohio City, and remember, this is the 80s. So a group of young-looking tough guys wearing baggy pastel clothes get on the bus, and one of the guys is carrying a big giant boombox on his shoulder, and it is booming. A very nice-looking woman in a business suit asked him to turn it down. But instead of turning down the volume, he took the boombox and pointed it towards the back of the bus, and he said with all sincerity to his friend next to him, "They can't hear it now. The box is pointed this way." Okay. But suddenly I started to feel less blue. Suddenly, my shoulders were bouncing. Suddenly, I was smiling for no good reason at all, and it was cool and the gang's fault. Suddenly, I knew the party of my life was not over. My folks were getting stronger. I knew I was about to get laid off unemployment insurance. And school was not endless, and baseball season was around the corner. Come on now, celebrate good times, Mark. Oh. I showed you this video so you get a sense of it's not so dark as we think. It's never as dark as we think. And I also showed you the video to get a taste of a riotous party. There are two things that we Middle Eastern people do very well, very, very well, and one of them is party. When we party, it's not a Victorian drawing room sipping sherry or wearing our cravats. We get down. We talk loud, we yell, we drink toast after toast. We invented line dancing. We put our hands on each other's shoulders and we dance the dubke. Every celebration I was ever at, Uncle Tom's clarinet came out, and the guys on the drums would start. We would dance with great enthusiasm, with a white handkerchief. Not well, but with great enthusiasm. It was pure enjoyment, pure joy of being together, to party, just to be around one another. Now, I don't miss the Cleveland winters at all. And I say with a wink and a nod, I'm not missing my extended Arab family a lot. I'm just kidding. But man, I do miss the parties. Now we go to Cana in Galilee, a wedding feast. These are first century Middle Eastern folk. They're not having brandy discussing the state of the economy. They are partying hard. And this party includes Mary, the mother of God, the chosen ones, the disciples, and our Lord Jesus. Jesus is singing. They are dancing. They are joshing around. They are whooping it up. They are having a great, great time. Now, the second thing we do best as a Middle Eastern people is we lament. At the drop of a hat, we cry, we sob, we beat our chests, we wail, we throw fits when anything goes awry. Oh, we're out of green beans at supper tonight. Oh, we're out of green beans. The wine is gone. The party is over. Turn out the lights. Lock the door on your way out. The celebration we thought would last throughout the years is over. We're done here. No more toast, no more music, no more good times, no more laughter, no more celebrating and partying with you. The wine has run out. Imagine the outcry. Imagine the sobbing and the wailing. And I'm not exaggerating. It would have been a moment of despair. The older men and the older women are loudly decrying the men and women who planned this party and didn't get enough to drink. The young women are yowling and lamenting, oh, the shame of it all, it's all over. The young men are making plans to get more wine, but in their hearts they know the party's over. There are no 24-hour convenience stores in first century Cana. Sensing all the emotion flying around, the kids are throwing fits and screeching. This is not a calm situation. There is no, I say what, I think we've run out of wine. I think the party might be over tonight. There's none of that. I mean, they are having fits. The party's over. Turn out the lights on your way out. Goodbye. Close the doors. They have nothing left to give. We have nothing left to give. We have nothing left to receive. It's all over. In the midst of, I'm going to teach you an Arab word. In the midst of this aj'a. Aj'a is an Arab word for a big riotous thing happening. In the middle of this big riotous near crisis thing, Mary, the mother of Jesus, knows no celebration is over until Jesus says so. No good times end when Jesus is here. Mary doesn't moan, she doesn't lament, she doesn't wail, she doesn't cry out, oh, woe is us. She simply prays to Jesus about the situation. And she doesn't get the answer she wants, does she? The answer doesn't come right away, does it? But she trusts her son. She trusts her Savior. She knows when Jesus is around, anything can happen. Anything is possible. She's known this for 30 years. Angel of the Lord comes to her. How could this be since how could this be that I am great with child? How can this be that I'm pregnant? For I know no man. How can this be that I'm pregnant because I am the Virgin Mary? How can that be? And the angel of the Lord says to her, and she hears and believes, nothing is impossible with God. So Mary learned this forever lesson decades ago. And having learned it, her next conversation then is with her kinswoman Elizabeth. And knowing that nothing is impossible with God, she cries out, My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior because he has looked with favor upon his servant. There they are, 30 years later, the wine is out. They are done partying. Things are closing down. And Mary knows, not with Jesus around. And she makes Jesus aware of the situation. The right answer isn't right away, but she trusts. And she turns to the waiter and says very calmly, do what he tells you. She trusts that Jesus will do it. He turns, you know the story, he turns gallons of wine, of water into wine. The music starts back up. We're celebrating good times. The party is going to last throughout the years. Back in the day, riding the 22 bus all seemed dark and black and ugly. But Jesus wasn't done with me or my family or my city or our world, is he? Sometimes our church life seems like the party is about to end. Last one out, please set the dreaded alarm system. Seems like we are done here. We have our money woes. Every year at this time, we have our money woes, and it is frightening for us. It is frightening for our staff and our session and operations, for all of us. And I'm Arab clean through, so I want to lament and beat my chest. Oh, woe is me. Where's the money? What are you going to do? The party's over. But we don't need to imitate our dear friends at Cana or panic or decry a situation that we don't know or look for blame or look for an all-night church fixer-upper convenience store. We don't need to do any of that. Christ is here. Amen. Jesus Christ is in our midst. We have no dread. We are done crying and sobbing and lamenting and beating our chest. We are done with wild-eyed panic. Aslan is on the move. Christ is here. All things are possible with God. Sure, we are going to continue to do the things we need to do as church. We're going to have fundraisers. Come to the murder mystery. It's going to be a hoot. It's going to be a party. We're going to do everything we can that we've done so well as we thrive as a church. But please, please, please be Mary. Know that nothing is impossible with God. No ajah, no big riotous panic. Only the assurance that God's Holy Spirit is roaring through our midst like a wild freight train. We must continue to proclaim with Mary, my soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor upon his lowly servant. And so we are here to celebrate, to magnify the Lord with the abundant life of Covenant Church. The party ain't over, it's just beginning. Come on now, celebrate good times. We are in the midst of exceedingly exciting times in our church. Celebrate our spirit. Celebrate our legion of ministries. Celebrate our young people, our old people, our middle-aged people. Celebrate the many, many, many legions of volunteers that we have. Celebrate the continued life of Jesus Christ with each of us and in our church. Christ isn't through here. Christ is here, and all things are possible through Jesus Christ our Lord. And this calls for celebrating like our ancient brothers and sisters in Cana. Celebrate along with the psalmist. Celebrate when the clouds of life or money woes or church life or crazy life or the darkness of life seem overwhelming. We live and breathe and move in our being through the light of Jesus Christ. Psalm 139. Whither can I go from your spirit, or whither can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in Sheol, if I make my bed in the deepest, darkest place, Thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and I run as far as I can to the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand hold me fast. If I say, surely darkness shall cover me, and the light around me become night, even darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day, for darkness is as light to you, O Lord. Christ is here. We live with him. He lives in us. He provides the light for us to celebrate. We don't turn off the lights because we live in the light of Jesus Christ. We celebrate his vibrant life right here, doing things with us and through us. And we know because Christ is here, things have been good before. Things are great before. But we can't be satisfied with the way things were, or we've always done it that way before. What really struck me, this is the first time after reading this for how many years, that when they still had wine at the party, when they had wine at the party, the steward said they served the good wine first. That was good wine. That was Dom Perignon. $300 on eBay this week, $300 a bottle. This was good wine. Things were going well. Things were terrific. It was a big party. It was happening. It was great. And when Christ intervened, brought new and different life to them, better life, the Dom Perignon ran out. And that wine was good, great for toasting the couple, toasting the parents, having a great time. After it ran out, Jesus touched the water and made new and different and better wine. Jesus touches us every minute of every day. He takes the water that has always given us life and vibrance and hope and love and makes it into the living water from which our ministry, our lives flow. He takes the fruit of the vine, the bread, and makes us his very presence with us. As Jesus touches us again and again and again, we will not be the same. Our church won't be the same. We will be different. We will be better. We don't know what Jesus has planned for us. All we do know is that with God, all things are possible. The newest expression of living water in the coming days, in the months, in the years, in the decades, will continue to flow, and it will be different. It will be made new by him, and it is always better and better and better. Come on now, celebrate. Celebrate the darkness cannot be overcome. The lights can never be put out. The party can only seem to go on and on and on. We, you, thrive because Christ is here. And in him we have the light of life. With God, all things are possible. Magnify your soul. Christ is here. Amen.